请我们读历代之下第三章。
Let us turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 3.
旧约。
Old Testament.
历代之下。
2 Chronicles.
第三章。
Chapter
3. 第一节。
Verse 1.
我读给弟兄们听。所罗门就在耶路撒冷。耶和华向他父亲大卫显现的摩利亚山上，就是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上，大卫所指定的地方预备好了，开工建造耶和华的殿。
Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David, at the place that David had prepared, on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
我们特别注意建造耶和华的地神的殿的地方是摩利亚山和阿尔南的禾场。
Let us pay attention. Building of the house of the Lord on Mount Moriah and on the threshing floor of Ornan.
摩利亚山就是阿尔南禾场。
Mount Moriah is the threshing floor of Ornan.
我们低头先有些祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你给我们这样的机会，我们能聚在一起。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you for gathering us and giving us the opportunity to come here tonight.
我们实在需要你的恩典，叫我们来接受你更多的恩典。
We need your grace to receive more grace.
所以今天晚上，我们求你借着你的话，再次对我们说话。
So tonight, through your word, we ask that you speak to us once again.
说你心上的话。
Speak to us words from your heart.
但愿我们众人凡有耳的都能听见你的话。
That we who have ears might hear your word.
但愿叫你的心真实的得着满足。
That your heart might be satisfied.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
你要在这个聚会里面所说的，你都能说得出来。
In this meeting, what you want to say, you can say.
但愿说话的人和听话的人都不拦阻你的话。
May those who speak and those who hear not obstruct your word.
但愿你的话语真是找到落脚的地方。
May your word be able to find a place of rest.
所以主，我们真是把今天晚上的聚会交在你的手中。
So we can.Give this meeting to you.
无论外面怎样的翻腾，叫我们学习在你里面有安息。
No matter how outwardly it's just in disarray, help us to be able to have rest in you.
主，我们真是把整个的时间仰望在你的手中。
We give this whole time unto your hands.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 刚才我们读的一段圣经。
What we just read.
说到。所罗门怎样建造耶和华的殿
speaks of Solomon and how he built the temple.
我们特别注意到那个圣殿的根基就是圣殿建造所在的那个地方
and that house of the Lord or the temple we want to pay attention to the site.
那是摩利亚山也就是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上
it is Mount Moriah or the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
我们知道这是一幅非常美丽的图画
We know this is a very beautiful picture.
也是一个非常重要的预表
And it's a very important type.
我们知道神的殿乃是预表教会
We know that God's house represents the church.
这里告诉我们说神的教会是建造在两件事情上
Here we see that God's church is built on two things.
这两件事又是一件事
And these two things are but one.
这一件事又是两件事
And this one thing is but two.
第一就是摩利亚山
First, Mount Moriah.
第二就是阿尔南的禾场
Secondly, the threshing floor of Ornan.
所以这里有两个故事
There's two stories here.
一个是亚伯拉罕的故事
One is the story of Abraham.
还有一个就是大卫的故事
And the other story is the story of David.
如果把这两个故事放在一起
If you put these two stories together,
我们就能从预表里面看今天教会到底怎样的被建造
Through the types, we can see how the church is built today.
摩利亚山叫我们想起亚伯拉罕怎样献以撒。
Mount Moriah leads us to remember how Abraham was to sacrifice Isaac.
哪里有像以撒那样的奉献，哪里就有教会。
Where there is that consecration of Isaac, there is the church.
教会乃是看在一个地方。
on the church, there's one place.
有多少弟兄姊妹把自己完全献给主？
How many people consecrate themselves to the Lord?
就好像亚伯拉罕献以撒一样。
Just as Abraham consecrated Isaac.
严格说来，神所要的不是以撒，神所要的乃是亚伯拉罕自己。
What God really wanted was not Isaac, but Abraham himself.
当亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，他是把他自己完全的献上。
When Abraham consecrated Isaac, he consecrated himself totally.
一个地方可以有一千个人聚会。
In one place, there can have a meeting of 1,000 people.
可以是一千个个人。
And it could be 1,000 individuals.
也可以是一个教会。
And it can be one church.
什么时候它是一个教会呢？
When is it one church?
就是这一千个人。
When these 1,000 people.
他们都把自己完全献给主。
They consecrate themselves totally to the Lord.
他们都不为自己活。
They do not live for themselves.
他们愿意为那爱他死在十字架上那位主而活。
They want to live for those who That is the story of Mount Moriah.
阿尔南合场的故事
The story of the threshing floor of Ornan
叫我们想起大卫数点百姓的故事
Reminds us of when David took the census.
我们知道那件事是非常得罪神的
And that really was not pleasing to the Lord.
结果神要他神神指示给他要在阿尔南合场上献祭
And God revealed to him that he was to sacrifice on the threshing floor of Ornan.
结果就在那个地方，大卫蒙神悦纳。
And on that place, David was pleasing to the Lord.
所以这里给我们看见，我们需要常常被带到禾场上。
This shows us that we have to be brought to the threshing floor.
禾场乃是把麦粒和麦壳分开的地方。
The threshing floor is where the grain and the husk is separated.
今天我们都像大卫一样。
We are like David today.
我们能够服侍别人。
We can serve others.
但是许多时候我们不只把麦粒给人，我们要把麦壳子给别人。
But many times we not only give the person a grain, but we also give them the husk.
所以我们看见这里大卫的肉体经过十字架的对付。
So here we see David's flesh being dealt by the cross.
所以现在我们很清楚。
So it's very clear.
教会乃是建造在奉献和十字架的原则上。
The church is built on the principle of the cross and consecration.
不过这里有一个非常有趣的插曲，一段的故事。
But there's a very interesting story here.
这里告诉我们是阿尔南的禾场。
Here it says it's on the threshing floor of Ornan.
如果我们读撒母耳记的话，他说是亚劳拿的禾场。
But if you read 2 Samuel, it says the threshing floor of Arana.
那么到底是耶布斯人阿尔南呢，还是耶布斯人亚劳拿呢？
Is it Ornan the Jebusite, or is it Arana the Jebusite?
这是一个人呢，还是两个人呢？
Is it one person or two persons?
我想我们读圣经的时候都会问这样的问题。
When we read the Bible, we must ask this question.
那根据犹太的拉比。
According to the Jewish rabbis,
这里背后有一段的故事。
In the background, there's a story.
原来阿尔南根据这个遗传跟传说，阿尔南跟亚劳拿是一对的弟兄。
And according to tradition, Ornan and Arana were brothers.
他们就住在那个禾场不同的角落上。
And they lived on different corners of the threshing floor.
那么其中一个呢，已经成家立业了。
And one of the brothers had a family.
另外一个呢还是单身。
And the other one was still single.
所以当他们晚上太阳下山以后，他们都休息以后。
So in the evening when they were resting.
那么其中有了家室的那个兄弟那个人就想起他单身的弟兄。
So the brother that had a family thought of the one that was single.
所以他就想起他有很多的需要。
He thought that he had many needs.
所以他半夜就起来到他自己的禾场。
So at midnight, he went to his own section of the threshing
floor. 然后他就挑了两担的麦子。
And he got two basketfuls of wheat.
然后他就暗暗的就送到他的兄弟的门口。
And secretly took it to his brother in front of his and put it in front of
his. 就把它倒在他兄弟门口的禾场上。
Put it in front of his brother's door.
所以第二天早晨，那位兄弟起来的时候，发现自己禾场上的麦子就多起来了。
So in the morning when that brother woke up, he saw that his wheat had gained and increased.
那这个有家室的这个兄弟实在爱那个单身的兄弟。
And this brother who had a family loved his single brother.
结果又一天的晚上
And another night,
那个单身的弟兄就想起那个有家室的弟兄
This single brother thought of this brother who had a family.
所以他就想说他一定有很多的需要
He also thought, my brother must have a lot of needs.
我不过是单身
I am but single.
所以我愿意 近一点我做弟兄的心。
So I want to enter in as a, have a brotherly heart.
所以他晚上也挑了两担的麦子。
And at night he also got two basketfuls of wheat.
就暗暗地送到大概是他哥哥那个禾场上。
And took it to his elder brother.
在门口也倒在他的门口。
And put it in front of his door.
结果第二天早晨，大概这个哥哥醒过来，发现他的禾场上也是多了一大堆的麦子。
And when this elder brother woke up, he saw that his wheat also increased.
那么这样做了好几天。
And this was done for several days.
每天早晨，他们都发现自己的门口麦子多了许多。
Every morning, the wheat was increased in front of the door.
他们从来不明白这是怎么一回事呢。
They could never understand why.
经过了一段时间。
After some time.
有一天晚上。
One evening.
当这个两个兄弟都想到另外对方的时候。
When both of them were thinking of each other.
他们都挑着两担的麦子都往对方的家里去。
And both of them got two basketfuls of wheat and took it to their brother's house.
没有想到他们在半路上他们彼此相遇。
And they ended up meeting in the middle.
现在他们才知道。
Then they knew.
为什么早晨起来我家里门口的麦子多起来。
Why in the morning when I wake up there is more wheat?
我们知道这是弟兄相爱的故事。
This is a story of brotherly love.
这一次大会的主题是弟兄相爱。
This time the theme of the conference is brotherly love.
我们晚上几次的信息。
In the evening, our messages.
主如果愿意的话。
If the Lord willing.
我们要一同来看弟兄相爱的故事。
We want to see the story of brotherly love.
但是不是根据犹太的传说。
But it's not according to the tradition or hearsays of the rabbis.
我们要从教会历史里面。
We will go through church history.
我们特别要来看弟兄相爱这件事。
To see this fact of brotherly love.
这就是我们晚上信息的主要的方向。
And this is the direction of the evening messages.
我们也是说到弟兄相爱。
We speak of brotherly love.
但是我们愿意从教会历史里面来看许多的榜样。
But we want to use the examples throughout the history of the church.
让我们一同来看弟兄们的历史。
That we might see the history of the brothers.
我们要从第一个世纪看，一直看到第二十个世纪。
From first century to the 20th century.
那因为我们在这里说到历史。
Because we're speaking of history.
那教会历史非常，两千年是非常丰富的。
2000 years of abundant history of the church.
但是我们愿意受神话语的限制。
But we want to receive some limitation of the word.
因为我们读启示录的时候。
Because when we read Revelation.
我们知道那里有关教会历史的预言。
There is prophecy on the church.
那么根据这个教会的预言。
And according to the prophecy on the church.
圣灵已经把教会历史里面最重要的重点替我们点出来。
The Spirit has already pointed out some of the most important points throughout history.
所以我们愿意照着圣经所启示的。
So we want to use what the scripture has revealed.
我们来看弟兄们的历史。
To see the history of the brethren.
我们普通说到弟兄们。
When we speak of brethren.
我们很容易想起19世纪英国的弟兄们。
It's very easy for us to be reminded of those Plymouth brethren in the 19th century.
其实我们如果读教会历史的话。
But if we read the church history.
从第一个世纪一直到二十世纪。
From the first to the 20th century.
我们能看见弟兄们的故事。
We can see the story of brethren.
我们能看见弟兄们的历史。
We can see the history of brethren.
所以我们还是要从启示录那个圣经里面所启示的。
So we want to use revelation and what the scripture has revealed.
我们来看这个弟兄们的历史。
Let us see the history of the brethren.
我们好不好再一同来看一下启示录。
Let us turn to Revelation.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse
1. 你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write.
第四节。
Verse 4.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你起初的爱心离弃了。
But I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。
Remember therefore from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds you did at first.
然后第八节。
Then verse 8.
你要写信给施美拿教会的使者。
And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write.
十二节。
Verse 12.
你要写信给别加摩教会的使者。
And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
你要写信给推亚推拉教会的使者。
And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者。
And to the angel of the church in Sardis, write.
然后第七节。
Verse 7.
你要写信给腓拉帖腓教会的使者。
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write.
十四节。
Verse 14.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者。
And to the angel of the church in Laodicea, write.
我们知道这里一共是七个教会。
We know here there are 7 churches.
这个七个教会就说出整部的教会的历史。
And these 7 churches speak of the whole of the history of the church.
以弗所教会特别是代表教会在第一个世纪、第二个世纪的光景。
The church in Ephesus speaks of the church in the 1st and 2nd century.
斯美纳教会说出第二个世纪跟第三个世纪的光景。
Smyrna speaks of the 2nd and 3rd centuries.
教会怎样经过苦难，怎样在怎样受罗马帝国的逼迫。
How the church suffered and went through Roman persecution.
到了别加摩的教会。
And we reach Pergamum.
那就是特别说到第四世纪到第六世纪教会的情形。
Speaks of the 4th and 6th century.
别加摩乃是结婚的意思。
Pergamum means marriage.
本来教会经过逼迫的时候。
Before, when the church went through persecution,
撒旦像吼叫的狮子一样。
Satan was roaring like a lion.
但是结果，教会却胜过了当时的罗马的帝国。
But the result was the church was victorious over the Roman Empire.
那第一个皇帝代表罗马帝国投降的是康斯坦丁皇帝。
And the first king to actually surrender was Constantine.
撒旦知道他不能用吼叫的面目叫教会害怕。
Satan knew that he couldn't roar and create fear.
所以现在他就装作光明的天使。
So now he pretends to be an angel.
他就对教会显出他的笑脸。
And now he smiles towards the church.
本来是逼迫教会，现在欢迎教会。
Before he persecuted the church, now he welcomes the church.
结果我们知道说教会就和世界结婚了。
And then we know that the church was married to the world.
那这个就是别加摩教会的情形。
And that is the condition of the Pergamus.
从第四世纪到第六世纪。
From the 4th to the 6th century.
那么到了第六世纪左右的时候。
And in the 6th century.
我们知道说这个教皇的制度就到了顶点了。
And we know that the papacy was at its height.
那么这个就是推亚推拉教会。
And that is the Thyatira church.
然后一直到主再来。
Until the Lord comes.
我们知道从推亚推拉开始都讲到主要回来。
We know that the church in Thyatira starts speaking of the Lord's return.
所以我们知道以弗所教会已经过去了。
So we know that Ephesus has gone by.
我们知道斯美纳也过去。
We know that Smyrna has gone.
别加摩也过去。
Pergamum has gone by.
但是推亚推拉所代表的教会一直要到主回来。
But the church in Thyatira, what that represents is until the Lord returns.
16世纪的时候。
In the 16th century,
我们知道神借着马丁路德做了恢复的工作。
We know that through Martin Luther, there was the Reformation.
那这就是撒底的教会。
And this is the church at Sardis.
然后大概是19世纪的时候。
And in the 19th century,
那么结果神就兴起一般弟兄们，真是实行彼此相爱。
And the Lord brought forth those brethren who would love one another.
那么等到主回来以前。
And before the Lord returns,
那教会的情形就是老底家教会所代表的。
And the church was represented as in the churches.
所以读圣经的人都清楚。
So everybody who reads the scripture very clear.
在这里七个教会。
These 7 churches.
能够代表教会整部的历史。
Can represent the whole of the history of the church.
但是我们最重要的。
But the most important.
我们不只要注意教会的历史。
Not only do we want to see the history of the church.
我们更要注意圣灵对于这些历史的解释。
We want to see how the Spirit interprets these things in history.
而这些解释刚好是在启示录第二章跟第三章。
And what we see are these interpretations in chapter 2 and chapter 3.
那我们这次的目的特别要来看弟兄们的历史。
We want to see the history of the brethren.
那这个是我们的焦点，我们的 focus， 我们最重要的是要看这一面。
This is our focus. This is the most important fact.
那首先我们要知道以弗所的教会，以弗所是放松的意思。
First, we want to speak of Ephesus. The Ephesus means to relax or to be lax.
那么我们知道，在这个第一个世，就是第一个世纪、第二个世纪的时候。
So in the 1st and 2nd century,
你看见教会慢慢开始放松。
The church began to relax.
他就离开了起初的爱心。
And they left their first love.
到底什么叫做起初的爱呢？
What is the first love?
我想我们听见许许多多的解释。
We've heard of many explanations.
不过我们要不要忘记。
Let us not forget.
在这里起初一共说了两次。
It speaks here of first twice.
前面说到起初的爱。
It speaks of first love.
后面说要悔改。
But at the end it says repent.
行起初所行的事。
Do the first deeds you did at first.
意思就是说悔改还不够。
Repent is not enough.
必须要回到起初所行的事。
You have to come back to the first deeds you did at first.
所以我们看见圣灵在这里的思想是很清楚的。
Here you see very clearly the thought of the Holy Spirit.
以弗所的教会已经离弃了当初的爱，起初的爱。
The church at Ephesus had left the first love.
他们需要悔改。
They had to repent.
不止悔改。
Not only repent.
而且要行起初所行的事。
But also do the first deeds you did at first.
那么到底哪些事是起初所行的事呢？
What are those first deeds?
到底起初的爱是怎样的爱呢？
What kind of love is the first love?
弟兄姊妹最清楚的，
Brothers and sisters, the most clear
就是以弗所书告诉我们，
is what is written in Ephesians.
因为这封书信是写给以弗所的，
Because this epistle was written to the Ephesians.
那么我们要问以弗所教会当初是怎样相爱的。
So we need to ask, how did the church at Ephesus at that time love?
他们起初是行什么事的？
What did they do?
所以我们需要稍微读它一下。
We need to read it.
我们来看以弗所书第五章。
Let us turn to Ephesians 5.
第四章末了。
The end of Ephesians 4.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
By whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕你们一样。
And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children.
也要在爱里行，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物，献于神。
And walk in love, just as Christ also loved you, and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
这里讲的要彼此饶恕。
Here it speaks of forgiving one another.
这个饶恕就像神在基督里饶恕我们一样。
This forgiveness as just as Christ forgave us.
我们彼此饶恕，神有一个标准。
If we have forgive one another, there is a standard.
那个标准乃是根据神在基督里饶恕我们的标准。
And that standard is God forgiving us in the Christ, that standard.
然后圣灵也告诉我们是要在爱里行走。
And then it says, walk in love.
那个爱有一个标准的。
There's also a standard.
正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己。
Just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us.
所以简单的来说。
So simply speaking.
这就是起初的爱。
This is first love.
起初的爱就是弟兄彼此相爱。
First love is brothers loving one another.
悔改行起初的事。
Repenting, doing the first deeds.
弟兄姊妹很清楚。
Very clearly.
这就是告诉我们说，我们应当彼此相爱。
It speaks of loving one another.
所以从以弗所教会那开始。
So from the church at Ephesus.
你看见虽然教会开始放松了。
Even though the church began to relax.
但神一直要他的儿女们回到当初。
But the Lord wanted his children to come back to the original.
神的目的是要我们回到当初，能够彼此相爱。
His goal was for us to go back to the original to love one another.
然后经过第二世纪。
So according to the second century.
第三世纪。
Through the third century.
一直到二十世纪。
Until the 20th century.
我们看见从以弗所教会。
From the church in Ephesus.
到士美拿。
To the Smyrna.
到别加摩。
To Pergamum.
一直到腓立帖腓。
Until Philadelphia.
我们知道腓立帖腓。
We know that Philadelphia
乃是弟兄相爱
is brotherly love.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们明白了。
So now we understand.
因为在七个教会里面
，in the seven churches，
五个教会都受责备。
Five churches were rebuked.
两个教会没有受责备。
Two churches were not.
一个是士美拿
，one was Smyrna.
一个是腓立帖。
One was Philadelphia.
士美拿主没有责备。
Smyrna, God did not rebuke.
但是主也没有称赞。
But the Lord did not praise either.
在这个七个教会里面
，in the seven churches，
主只称赞。
The church in Philadelphia was the only one to be praised.
所以现在我们明白了。
So now we understand.
虽然经过多少世纪。
Throughout so many centuries.
神的目标，神的眼睛。
God's goal, God's eyes.
一直注意我们有没有行起初所行的事。
Was paying attention to whether we did our first deeds.
所以讲到腓立帖教会的时候。
So when we speak of the church in Philadelphia.
没有责备的话。
No rebuke.
反而有称赞的话。
But there was praise.
第一。
First,
主说我已经爱你了。
God said, the Lord said, I love you.
只有对于帖推啊，只有对于腓立帖非主说我已经爱你。
Only through to Philadelphia did the Lord say, I have loved you.
也只有腓立帖非教会。
And only towards Philadelphia.
已经有了冠冕。
Already have a crown.
我们知道全本圣经里面。
We know that throughout the scripture.
只有一个人知道自己有冠冕。
There is only one person who knows he has a crown.
那就是保罗。
And that is Paul.
只有一个教会知道自己有冠冕。
There is only one church who knew they had a crown.
那就是腓立帖。
And that was Philadelphia.
我们知道那个冠冕就是代表赏赐。
And that crown represents blessing.
Reward. 所以我们看见很清楚。
So it's very clear.
这个教会是得赏赐的教会。
This church is a church that receives reward.
而且主说我已经爱你了。
And the Lord said, I have loved you.
所以这就给我们看见。
And this shows us.
经过了教会多少千年。
Throughout this thousands of years of the church history.
多少日子的改演变。
Through different changes throughout the days.
但是圣灵一直要引导他的儿女们做一件事。
The Holy Spirit wants to lead the children to do one thing.
回到起初去
Return to the beginning
行起初所行的事
And do the deeds that we did first
那就是起初的爱
And that is first love
我们记得到第一个世纪的时候
We know that in the first century
有一个老人他的名字叫做约翰
There was an old man named John
他几乎跟随主有一个世纪
And he followed the Lord for about a century
他每次见到弟兄姊妹的时候
Every time he saw brothers and sisters
他总是说小子们啊你们应当彼此相爱
He said, oh little children, you need to love one another
经过了两千年
Over 2,000 years,
圣灵仍旧同样的声音。
The Spirit still sounds the same sound.
小子们啊
，O little children,
你们应当彼此相爱。
Love one another.
所以什么时候教会像腓立帖一样
？So when the church is like the one in Philadelphia,
神的心就得着满足。
God's heart will be satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们要从这个整部的历史
，Throughout this history,
我们来看。每一个世纪
We want to see throughout every century
圣灵怎样引导一般神的儿女
How the Spirit led some of the God's children
不管外面的情形怎样
No matter whatever happened outwardly
不管罗马天主教成为一个世界最大的势力
No matter the fact that the Roman Catholicism became the biggest organization
神仍旧为他自己留下七千人是没有向巴黎屈膝
God reserved 7,000 people that did not bow down to Baal.
在每一个世纪，你都能看见弟兄们彼此相爱。
And every century you see brotherly love.
也许不在罗马
Maybe not in Rome.
但是神总能找到一些地方，叫人世人看见他们的确彼此相爱。
But God can find a place where you see brotherly love.
他们能够回到，他们能够行起初所行的事。
And they can do the first deeds.
所以我们能够说
So now we can say.
在二十世纪里。
In the 20th century,
几乎每一个世纪
in every, almost every single century,
我们都能看见圣灵所做的见证。
We can see the testimony of the Spirit.
看啊，这里有一班人。
Oh, see these people.
他们是彼此相爱。
They love one another.
所以，这是我们这一次晚上聚集的时候，我们希望圣灵很清楚地把这个印象印在我们的里面。
So throughout these evening ministry time, we want the Spirit to impress this in our hearts.
从表面上来看
，On the surface,
弟兄们是从19世纪才开始。
The brethren began in the 19th century.
但是弟兄们的历史
，But the brethren's history,
严格来说。
speaking of,
应该从第一个世纪第二个世纪就已经开始了
actually began in the first and second century
这就是我们这几天晚上我们所要注意的
this is what we want to pay attention these evenings
那么当我们来看教会历史的时候
when we look at the church history
或者弟兄们历史的时候
or the history of the brethren
我们要注意几点圣灵所给我们看见的
we need to pay attention to certain things that the Spirit is
showing us 当我们来看这个七个教会的时候
when we see the seven churches
乃是代表教会的历史
it represents the church history
我们要注意两点
we need to pay attention to two things
一面你看见特别说到教会的主体
on one side it speaks of the main body of the church
or mainstream
or the mainstream of the church
那你看见神对推亚推拉说
and you see that he spoke to Thyatira
神也对别加摩说
and spoke to Pergamum
我们的主也对撒底说
and he spoke to Sardis
所以这里你看见有教会的主体
and you see the mainstream of the body
但是同时
But at the same time,
神也呼召得胜者
the Lord has called the overcomers.
所以二十世纪每一个世纪你都看见神兴起一般得胜者
So in every century, you see a gathering of overcomers.
所以这里有两条线
So you see two lines.
一条是主体的线
One line is the mainstream.
一条是得胜者的线
The other line is overcomers.
从主体的线来看
From the mainstream,
教会经过大逼迫以后
the church after persecuted,
然后就和世界结婚了
married to the world,
结果教会就变成世界一个大的势力
So the church became a great organization in the world,
power,
a great power in the world.
本来世界就好像水一样
Before the world was like water,
教会像船一样
the church was like a boat.
船可以在水里
the boat can be on top of the water.
水不可以在船里
water cannot be inside the boat.
从第四世纪以后
from the fourth century on,
你看见不止这个船在水里
not only was the boat in the water,
结果水也在船里
but the water was also in the boat.
所以弟兄姊妹从整个大体的情形来说
so brothers and sisters, if you look at it,
教会开始荒凉了
the church started to go into
教会开始失败了
It started to fall
教会开始软弱了
It started to weaken
所以这个就是整个大体教会的历史
So as an overview that's how the church history was
然后到了推亚推拉
So when it got to Thyatira
就好像黑夜一样越来越黑夜越来越深
It's like in the dark evening very very dark
那么一直到了马丁路德的时候
Until Martin Luther
神就借着他就把曙光太阳的曙光带给了我们
And God used that to bring the light sunshine
那么从大体来说
So speaking in a bigger picture
现在神做了恢复的工作
God did a work of recovery
所以这个是一个主体的线
So this is the line of the mainstream
但如果你注意在每一个时代神呼召那些得胜者
So if you pay attention to who God called those overcomers in each century
你就发现那个得胜者是一直往前去的
You will see that the overcomers are going forward
而且那个呼召是进步的
And that calling has an advancement
如果我们读得胜者的应许的时候
If we read the promises of the overcomers
你会发现那条线是一直往前进步的
You will see that this line is a progressive line.
第一个应许是说到乐园中生命树的果子。
The first promise was granting the eating of the tree of life.
好像我们被带到伊甸园一样。
Just like us taken back to the Garden of Eden.
然后示美拿的应许是示美拿的应许是不受第二次死。
And the promise to the overcomers in Smyrna was to not be hurt by the second death.
因着人堕落犯罪了。
Because man fell and sinned.
我们都需要经过第二次的死。
We have to go through the second death.
但是因着神的救赎。
But because of God's redemption.
你看见现在有一个应许是不再受第二次死的害。
There is a promise that there will not be hurt by the second death.
对于别加摩的应许。
The promise to the overcomers in Pergamum.
得胜者的应许。
The promise to the overcomers.
是隐藏的玛纳。
Is the hidden manna.
Manna 就叫我们想起旷野的故事。
Manna will remind us the story of the wilderness.
不光是创世纪，不光是出埃及记。
Not only Genesis or Exodus.
现在我们也到了民数记。
And now into Deuteronomy.
如果你再往前看的话。
And if you go forward.
那就是推亚推拉了。
It's Thyatira.
推亚推拉的应许是两个。
The promises to the overcomers was two.
一个是权柄。
One is authority.
一个是晨星。
One is the morning star.
到了撒底。
And into Sardis.
应许穿白衣。
The promise was of white garments.
到了腓立帖非
In Philadelphia.
在殿中做柱子
Was to be a pillar in the temple.
但在所有的应许最高的一个
But the highest or the greatest promise.
那就是对于老底家那个得胜者的应许
Was the promise to the overcomers in Laodicea.
和我们的一主一同坐在宝座上
Sit down with him on the throne.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
如果你看见那个教会的大体的话
If you see the mainstream of the church.
你看见有离开有回来
You see the leaving and the coming back.
你看见有失败有得胜。
You see the defeat and the victory.
你看见说等一等圣灵把他们带回来了。
And you see that the Spirit brought them back.
本来他们堕落了。
Before they had fallen.
现在他们悔改了。
Now they have come back.
最后神把他们带回到那个旨意上来。
And God brings them back to his will.
所以这条线乃是恢复的线。
And this line is a line of recovery.
但如果你注意得胜者这条线的话。
But if you look at the overcomers, their line.
你发现它是条长进的线。
This is a progressive line.
越来越丰富。
More and more abundant.
越来越荣耀。
More and more glorious.
所以当我们读教会历史的时候。
So when we read the history of the church.
你很自然地注意到这两条线。
Very naturally you see these two lines.
一面你看见神做恢复的工作。
On one side, God doing the work of recovery.
另外一方面。
On the other hand.
从第一个世纪。
From the first century.
你看见那个生命是一直往前长的。
You see that this life is a growing life.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天我们在二十世纪。
We are in the 20th century.
我们所蒙的恩典。
The grace that we have received.
比第十世纪大得多了。
Was greater than that of the 14th century.
比第十六世纪大得多了。
Was greater than that of the 16th century.
我们可以很谦卑地说。
We can humbly say.
今天我们所看见的。
Today what we see.
也许是马丁路德没有看见。
Maybe Martin Luther did not see.
也许是甘因夫人没有看见。
Maybe Madame Guyon did not see.
为什么？
Why?
因为有一条线。
Because there's one line.
那一条线乃是得胜者的线。
That line is an overcomer's line.
这一条线是一直往前的。
This line is progressive, going forward.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这是非常重要，我们需要看见。
We have to see this. It's very important.
我们读圣经。
When we read the scripture.
都知道圣经的女人是预表教会。
We know that women in the Bible typify the church.
路德记里面有两个女人。
In Ruth, there's two women.
一个是拿俄米。
One is Naomi.
还有一个是路德。
One is Ruth.
你知道拿阿米的故事。
You know the story of Naomi.
她本来是在迦南地。
She was in Canaan.
她离开了。
She left.
她到了摩亚地。
And she went to Moab.
十年以后。
10 years later,
她又回来了。
She came back.
她把地卖了。
She sold her land.
她没有丈夫。
She didn't have a husband.
她的儿子也死了。
Her sons died.
虽然她现在回到迦南地。
Now she comes back to Canaan.
虽然迦南地是牛奶与蜜之地。
Even though it's a land of milk and honey.
但对她来说一点的好处也没有。
But for her, there was no good.
所以现在她怎么能够得着迦南的好处呢？
So how can she gain the good of the land of Canaan?
神必须做工。
God has to work.
所以你看见那条线乃是恢复的线。
So that line is a line of recovery.
她回来的时候
when she came back,
是空空的回来。
She came back empty.
到了最后的时候
at the end,
她怀里抱着厄贝德。
She had in her womb Obed.
那个厄贝德就是波阿斯跟路德联合的结果。
And Obed was a result of the union of Boaz and Ruth.
这是路德记整个的故事。
That is the story of Ruth.
那个故事最后的结果。
And the result at the end.
我们看见现在拿阿米的怀里怀着厄贝德。
In the womb of Naomi there is Obed.
现在她能够承受所有的产业。
Now she can have all the inheritance.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
拿俄米预表教会
Naomi typifies the church
给我们看见
It shows us
曾经有一度教会到本来应该在迦南地的
The church was supposed to be at originally in Canaan
结果就到了摩亚地
But it actually left towards Moab
你知道摩亚在神心中的感觉是怎样的感觉
Do you know how God felt about Moab?
我记得有一句话神的话说摩亚人世代都不能进耶和华的会
I remember one word that says the Moabites cannot go into the assembly of God, congregation of God for 10 years.
我读圣经的时候
When I read the scripture,
我起初以为
I thought,
大概这是因为罗德的父亲乱伦的结果。
And I thought it was because of Ruth's father's inappropriate actions.
所以我们就以为说因为这个缘故不能够进耶和华的会。
So we thought that because of that, they could not enter into congregation of God.
但是我们知道神在生命记里面。
But we know that in...
Deuteronomy. 他明明地告诉我们。
He actually said.
所以在神心中一直过不去的。
It's something that God couldn't stand.
所以摩亚十代都不能进耶和华的会。
Because 10 generations the Moabites cannot go in.
是因为当以色列人在旷野里面漂流的时候。
Because in the wilderness when the people of Israel were there.
他们要回到迦南的时候。
When they were going back to Canaan.
他们不让他们从那个地经过。
They did not allow them to go through that land.
后来还借着巴兰先知。
and through the prophet Balaam,
就把以色列人陷在罪的里面。
They put them into sin.
我们知道那是巴兰的故事。
We know that's a story of Balaam.
巴兰他引诱以色列人犯罪。
And he used the sin of people of Israel.
他怎么引诱他们呢？
How did he do it?
当以色列人到处不受欢迎的时候。
When the people of Israel were not welcome anywhere.
现在米甸人忽然欢迎他们。
So now the Midianites will accept them.
结果因着那个欢迎的时候。
And because of that welcome.
他们很自然就参加他们的庙会他们的Feast.
Very naturally, they attended the same feast.
不知不觉拜了他们的偶像
And they worshipped idols.
然后他们就和以色列就和以色列人就以色列人就和摩亚女子行了羞耻的事
And then the people, men of Israel and the women of Moab did very sinful things.
这里就有了不正当的联合
And there was a union that was not right.
这里有一个结婚是一个不正当的结婚
It was a marriage that was not right.
所以我们如果读教会历史的话
So when we read the history of the church,
我们得很清楚
Very clearly.
本来这个世界是拒绝教会的。
This world rejected the church.
现在历史里面借着康斯坦丁就像巴兰一样。
And now through history, through Constantine like Balaam.
结果就伸出欢迎的手来。
Now welcomes them with open arms.
所以你看见教会就堕落了。
And the church fell.
这个就是摩亚地的故事。
This is the story of Moab.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
摩亚经过十年以后。
Moab after 10 years.
拿俄米经过十年以后。
Naomi, after 10 years,
终于回来了
came back.
所以到了十六世纪的时候
So in the 16th century,
你看见教会终于借着马丁路德回来了
So you see that the church through Martin Luther came back.
那这是路德记里面这个拿俄米的这一条线
And this is the line of Naomi.
但如果我们读路德记里面的路德
But if we read in the book of Ruth about Ruth,
你看见那一条线乃是成长的线
Her line is a line of growth.
她是一直蒙恩的线。
She was always blessed.
所以我们如果从路德记来看的话
So if you read in the book of Ruth,
那两条线是非常非常清楚。
Very clear, you see two lines.
如果我们把它用在教会的历史上
If we are to use it in church history,
我想也是很清楚的。
Very clear.
这两条线
These two lines.
一个是拿俄米的线
One is the line of Naomi.
一个是路德的线
And one is the line of Ruth.
拿俄米的线给我们看见恢复。
The line of Naomi shows recovery.
那么路德的线给我们看见进步。
The line of Ruth shows growth.
所以从这两条线
So through these two
我们来看弟兄们的历史
We see the history of the brethren.
就非常清楚。
And it's very clear.
还有一点我们需要稍微注意一下。
One more thing we need to pay attention to.
特别我们讲到主体的时候。
Especially when we speak of the mainstream.
你特别看见教会怎样离开神当初的旨意。
You see how the church left God's original purpose. How it changed from a living organism to an organization. So we can call this line the line of Jerusalem. So you remember when James was there. There was a transition period. And at that time, They thought that these Christians were actually a sect of Judaism.
所以我们他以为说是犹太教里面的一部分。
They thought there was a part of Judaism.
一直等到安提亚。
Until Antioch.
圣经说基督徒门徒称作基督徒是从安提亚起手。
The scripture says that the disciples were called Christians at Antioch.
所以从安提亚开始。
So beginning from Antioch.
你看见就不一样了。
It's different.
本来大家以为这是犹太教的一支。
Everybody thought that it was a sect of the Judaism.
结果教会原来是属灵的。
But the church was spiritual.
教会原来是生命的。
The church is of life.
所以你看见这里有一条线。
So you see a line.
我们姑且称它做安提亚的线。
And we call it the line of Antioch.
就做架构来说。
So in terms of structure.
那个这个你如果看安提啊这耶路撒冷的线的话。
If you see the line of Jerusalem.
你看见有外面的一个架构。
You see a outward structure.
如果我们来看这安提亚这条线的话。
If you see this line of Antioch.
你看见一切都是生命
You see everything is life
都是根据神原来的那个旨意
Everything is according to the original purpose of God
所以如果我们注意这两条线的话
If we see these two lines
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
其实一个代表主体的一个是代表那个得胜者
One represents the mainstream the other overcomers
有新耶路撒冷
There's the new Jerusalem
但圣经从来没有新的西安
But the scripture never said New Zion.
因为西安是永远代表得胜者。
Because Zion always will represent overcomers.
所以那条线是一直往前去的。
So that line is continuous.
所以如果我们从这个角度来看整本的整个教会的历史的。
So if we look at this through this angle, the church history.
那这个教会历史就非常有趣。
This church history becomes interesting.
就能特别给我们看见弟兄们的历史。
It can show us the history of the brethren.
读到教会历史的时候
When we speak of the history of the church,
我们知道它是西洋的历史
We know that it's a
一个西洋的历史 Western,
It's a Western history
所以对中国的弟兄姊妹来说
So for the Chinese brethren
这是特别困难的
It's very difficult
有两个问题不能解决
Two things that we can't handle
一个是地名一个是人名
One is the name of places and the name of the other one is the name of people
就是讲了人名还是记不得
And even if you know the name of the person you can't remember it
所以因着这个缘故
For this reason
我们来写名字的时候
Well, especially when we translate the names
那有的时候我们就不照着那个原来的翻译来翻译
We will not translate it according to the original
因为这是弟兄们的故事
Because this is the history of the brothers
这是弟兄们的历史
This is the history of the brethren
所以我们可以根据他从什么地方来的
So we can do it according to where they came from
比方说西班牙的弟兄们
For example, the brethren from Spain
我们知道第一个在教会手中做寻道者的
We know that the first martyr in the hands of the church.
那个名字叫 Priscillian.
That person was Priscillian.
那他这个结果有一般弟兄们被主兴起来和他一样。
And there were several brothers that were brought up and were like him.
因为他们从西班牙来的。
And because they came from Spain.
他们多半从西班牙的。
Most of them came from Spain.
所以我们就称他们做西班牙的弟兄们。
We will call them brethren from Spain.
因为实在说来，我们只有一个故事。
Because there really is only one story.
我们都是弟兄。
We are all brethren.
在打仗过了以后。
After the war.
有一次一般英国的弟兄们到德国去看望他们。
There were some brethren from England that went to the Germany.
结果薄饼聚会的时候。
And at the Lord's table.
那边德国的弟兄们就介绍了。
The German brethren started to introduce.
他说我们感谢主今天有英国的弟兄们和我们一同薄饼纪念主。
They said we want to thank the Lord that there are brethren from England
no, no,
here.
No, no, no.
They're
English brethren.
There are English brethren here with us.
现在和我们在一起聚集薄饼。
And they are meeting with us and breaking the bread.
然后这帮英国弟兄们就站起来了。
And these English brethren stood up.
他说你们原谅我，我们要做一个改正。
He said, please excuse us, we need to have a correction.
我们不是英国的弟兄。
We are not English brethren.
我们是弟兄从英国来。
We are brethren that come from England.
所以在神的教会里面只有弟兄。
In God's church, there is only brethren.
有的人从中国来
Some come from China.
有的人从西班牙来
Some come from Spain.
有的人从米索波达米亚来
Some come from Mesopotamia.
所以当我们来看弟兄们的历史的时候
When we see the history of the brethren,
也许有的名字我们记不住
Maybe we can't remember some names.
但是我们知道在西班牙神曾做了这样荣耀的工作
But we know that in Spain, once God did this marvelous work,
也许我们忘记那个名字叫 Priscillian.
And maybe we forget that the name is actually Priscillian.
这个不重要
It's not important.
重要的是主在那里做的工作
The importance is the work that was done there
所以当我们很快的来看这两千年这个弟兄们的历史的时候
So when we quickly see over the 2000 years of the history of
the brethren 今天晚上我们要走马看花很快的稍微看一下
We want to do an overview tonight
但只是很快的看一下
Very quickly
然后我们后面的三个晚上
And the next three evenings
我们希望能够稍微的往里面深处看一点
We want to go deeper
我们要给弟兄姊妹看见
We want to show
几乎在每一个世代
in every century
每一个世纪
in every century
神都为他自己留下七千人是没有向巴力屈膝
God has reserved 7,000 people that did not bow down to Baal
如果你读推亚推拉教会的话
when you read the church in Thyatira
你看见教皇坐在宝座上
you see the emperor on the throne
你看见他们卖赎罪券
You see that they were selling indulgences.
那么当你看见这些事的时候
And when you see all this stuff,
我们看见神在世界有的地方
we see that God in certain places in the world,
他为自己隐藏了一批人
For him, he hid some people.
这些人世界上人不知道。
And these people, the world did not know.
那对于这个官方的教会来的 official church 来说
，And speaking in terms of the official church,
对他们来说，他们觉得这些人是抵挡教会的。
They thought that these people were opposed to the church.
这些人是世界不配有的。
These were people that were not worthy of the world.
所以你看见吗？神的儿女不止在世界的眼光中是不配的。
So God's children, not only were they not worthy in the eyes of the world.
那么就是在这些官方的教会的眼里。
But where they were not worthy even under the official church. So when Christians were persecuted, we're not only persecuted by the world, they were also persecuted within Christendom. So, brothers and sisters, if we read the story, we want to see the story of brotherly love in the most difficult times, when it was almost impossible, you see many people.
仍旧回到起初。
They returned to the beginning.
行起初所行的事。
And did the first deeds.
当我们读这些故事的时候。
And when we read this story.
我们觉得非常的惭愧。
We see it very tragic.
我们以为
Shame. Very shameful.
我们以为说我们知道的很多。
We think that we know a lot.
我们以为今天二十世纪主给了我们许多。
And we think that in the 20th century God has given us much.
许多时候你会发现。
But you will notice.
我们今天所知道的。
What we know today.
在十二世纪。
In the 12th century.
在一般最平凡的弟兄姊妹身上。
In the brothers who are very, very common.
他们是种田的。
They were the ones who were farmers.
有的人在山上。
They were in the mountains.
有的人在山谷里面。
And they're somewhere in the caverns.
他们是很贫穷的一般人。
Very poor people.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你看见吗?
Do you know?
在这些人身上。
On these people.
你看见就是圣经里面所说的得胜者。
Is what we see in the Bible is called the overcomers.
你就看见说这就是那一般的弟兄姊妹。
And these were the brothers and sisters.
主怎样的兴起他们。
How the Lord brought them up.
所以现在我们要结束这个聚会以前。
So before we end tonight's meeting.
我们很快的把这个历史看一下。
We want to see this history.
然后明天晚上后天晚上大后天晚上
and in the next three evenings
我们再更深度更深往前去
we will go into more depth
现在我们要来看第一个投影片
let us see the first transparency
那个上面这个弟兄们的历史那这现在我们先看第一个世纪到第六个世纪
What we want to see here is from the first to the sixth century.
你看见这里有两条线，这条线是路德的线，这条线是拿俄米的线。
We see two lines here. One, Ruth on the left, and on the right, the line of Naomi.
这条线是安提阿的线，这条线是耶路撒冷的线。
On the left, the line of Antioch. On the right, the line of Jerusalem.
这是以弗所时代。
That's the Ephesus period.
那么这个是使徒时代到第二世纪。
And this is from the apostles to the second century.
那么你看见主在这个是在这个条线里面兴起有一个人叫奥利根，奥利根。
And in this line, the Lord brought forth a man named Origen.
他给我们看见教会就是基督的身体。
He showed us that the church is the body of Christ.
但同时有一个很有名的人是安提阿建筑叫做伊格纳丢。
But at the same time, there was a bishop at Antioch named Ignatius.
他是给我们看见建筑是最高的权柄。
He showed that the bishop was the greatest authority.
那么这个是这条线。
And that's that line.
那么就在第一个世纪、第二个世纪的时候。
So when you see the first and second century.
虽然全教会、以弗所教会是放松了。
Even though the whole church of Ephesus relaxed.
但是还主也呼召得胜者。
But the Lord did call overcomers.
有人恨恶尼格拉党的行为。
Because there were those who hated the Nicolaitans.
那这些人就是弗吕加的弟兄们。
And these were the brethren from Phrygia.
那么他们是从弗吕加开始的。
And they began from Phrygia.
这个读历史的人知道他们叫做 Montanists.
Historians call them Montanists.
那么他们非常注意圣灵的权柄。
And they pay very much attention to the authority of the Holy Spirit.
实在他的见证生活非常非常的好。
And their testimony was very good.
他们中间有一个非常有名的弟兄叫做铁土连。
In their midst, there was a brother named Tertullian.
铁土连是在北非。
And he was in North Africa.
所以你知道那时候见证就从弗吕加、小亚细亚就到了北非。
So you see that the testimony went from Phrygia in Asia Minor to North Africa.
铁土连是很重要的一位弟兄。
And Tertullian is a very important brother.
你知道我们对于三而一神的真理 Trinity.
And the fact of this matter of the Trinity.
这个的 phrase Trinity 就是铁土连弟兄给我们的。
This phrase Trinity actually was given to us by Tertullian.
他非常非常的属灵。
Very spiritual.
有一次有一个弟兄。
There was one brother.
他因为要做，因为他是一个盖房子的。
And he was a builder of houses.
结果他就到了铁土连那里。
He went to Tertullian.
因为他里面很不平安。
Because he was not at peace.
他为着生活。
To live.
所以他就讲了一大堆理由给帖图连听。
To survive, he actually gave many explanations to Tertullian.
他说弟兄们，为着生活，我必须活下去。
He says, I need to survive.
那帖图连就问他一句话。
And Tertullian asked him,
你真的需要活下去吗？
Do you really have to live?
这就是他的回答。
That is his answer.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道他是这个弗律加弟兄里面最重要的一个弟兄。
He was one of the most important brethren in the brethren from Phrygia.
那么这个就是那个时候第一世纪到第二世纪的时候。
And that's the first and second century.
神为着他自己留下七千人没有向巴利屈膝的。
God had reserved for him 7,000 people who did not bow down to Baal.
那么到了第二世纪第三世纪的时候。
So in the second and third century.
那就是斯梅拿教会。
And it speaks of Smyrna.
那弗律加弟兄们继续下去。
There's continuation of the Phrygian brethren.
一直到第六世纪。
Until the sixth century.
那么就在这个时候，神兴起了一班叫 Cathar， 就是清纯的弟兄们。
And God brought forth a people called Cathars.
那清纯的弟兄们分两种，一种是注意生命的，一种注意外面组织的。
Cathars were divided in two. One was paid attention to life. The other one was outward.
那么注意生命的叫 Novatians.
And those who paid attention to life were Novatians.
注意外面组织的是 Donatists.
Those who were outward organizations was Donatists.
他们为着保持教会单纯。
They wanted to keep the purity of the church.
他们反对教会与世界结婚。
They opposed the marriage of the church with the
world. 所以就在那个时候，他们坚持教会必须是单纯的。
So at that time, they wanted the church to be pure.
那么居皮良呢，就好，也是很重要的一位弟兄。
But Cyprian was another important brother.
我们知道后来我们讲到尼格拉党的教训和他很有关系。
The teachings of the Nicolaitans was expressed through him.
然后我们到了下面的这个别加摩的时代。
And so when we reach Pergamum.
那么千纯弟兄们继续下去，弗律加弟兄们继续下去。
The continuation of the brethren from Phrygia.
那么这个时候，我们知道康斯坦丁已经接受基督教做国教。
And we see here that Constantine actually accepted Christianity as the official religion.
有一个有名的人叫做奥古斯丁。
And there's also Augustine.
他对教会一半是功，一半是过。
For Augustine, one was good contribution, the other one was a negative contribution.
那么就整个外面的组织来说
according to the whole organization,
我们叫后来整个天主教变成天主教
and the Roman Catholicism became the Roman Catholic Church.
和他很有关系的
had to do with Augustine.
然后下去就是景教
and then you have the Nestorians.
那么我们叫景教就是把福音送到中国的
and the Nestorians were the ones who took the gospel to China.
那么到了李奥大教皇的时候
and when we reach at the end, the Leo the Great, the Pope, Leo the Great.
这个时候，这个教皇这个制度就到了高潮。
And the papacy at that time was at its height.
所以从第六世纪开始
，so from the sixth century,
才有罗马天主教。
There you have the beginnings of the Roman Catholic Church.
在那以前都不是的。
Before that, it was not.
好，那么在这个时候呢，主为他自己留下七千人没有向巴利屈。
Once again, 7,000 people that did not bow down to Baal.
他在西班牙兴起一班弟兄。
He brought forth brethren from Spain.
那个 Priscillian 就是刚才我们所说第一个，就是在教会手中寻道。
Priscillian was the first martyr to die at the hands of the church.
那么这个是在别加摩的时代。
And this is at the time of Pergamum.
现在我们继续看下去，看在推亚推拉时代。
Now let us look at the time of Thyatira.
推亚推拉是从第六世纪一直到今天。
Thyatira was from the 6th century to today.
所以第五世纪到第九世纪爱尔兰的弟兄们。
So we see here from the 5th to the 9th century the brethren from Ireland.
那这边就继续是黑暗的时期。
And at that, on the right hand side, continue the dark times.
从第六世纪到第十世纪。
From the 6th to the 10th century.
但这个时候呢，神兴起了东方的弟兄们。
God here brought forth the brethren from the east.
那英文叫做 Paulicians.
In English, they are actually called Paulicians.
因为他们是从米索波达米亚被主兴起来的。
Because they began in Mesopotamia.
他们为主做了非常美好的见证。
They were great testimonies for the Lord.
有十万人做了寻道者。
100,000 martyrs.
他们不是死在世界的手中。
They did not die in the hands of the world.
他们是死在教会的手中。
They died on the hands of the church.
那个时候，我们知道有东边的，有罗马，有这个罗马教，还有东。有西边的是罗马教，东边的就是希腊正教。
And on the west you had the Roman Catholic Church, on the right you had the Greek Orthodox Church.
那么东方的弟兄们就在那一代为主受苦的。
So in the east these brethren suffered.
后来他们就移民到巴尔干半岛。
Then they immigrated to the Balkan Peninsula.
这个就是巴尔干的弟兄们。
And these are the brethren from the Balkans.
那这些人，这个保加利亚的话叫 Bogomils.
And they were called Bogomils.
那就是神的朋友的意思。
That means friends of God.
这一直到十二世纪。
Until the 12th century.
然后呢，我们就是第十一世纪到第十五世纪。
And then we come to the 11th to the 15th century.
那么你看见一直没有断这条线下来。
And you see that the line is not broken.
那么这个时候呢，我们知道这个东方的弟兄们和巴尔干弟兄们。
And we know that these brethren from the east and the Bogomils.
他们慢慢在往西边移民。
They were immigrating to the west.
所以一直到了法国的南边。
Until they reached the south of France.
那这些人就叫做 Cathars, 又叫 Cathars.
And these people were called Cathars.
有一班这一班人他们也称作 Albigenses.
They were also called Albigenses.
那么这一班的弟兄们就是可以说是 Paulicans, 就是东方弟兄们巴尔干弟兄们他们的子孙。
And you could say that these were the descendants of the Paulicians and Bogomils.
所以这个可以代表东方的见证。
And you can speak of the testimony in the east.
特别是地中海东边这一边的。
And you're talking about in the east.
地中海。
Oh, the east of the Mediterranean.
特别是我们叫希腊这一边。
And especially the Greeks.
巴尔干半岛。
And the Balkan Peninsula.
还有就是小亚细亚这一边的。
And in Asia Minor.
那么但是慢慢在东边在欧洲这一边
But now here in the Europe
我们看见说神就在那个时候就兴起了一般人叫做谷中的弟兄们
At that time there was the brethren of the valley
Valdenses 这个从意大利文来的
The Valdenses come from Italy
那个意思就是他们是散在空中散在谷里面
And the meaning of that is scattered within the valleys
特别在阿尔卑斯山有许多的山谷
Especially in the Alps, there are many valleys.
那里隐藏了许许多多的弟兄们。
Many brethren were hidden in the Alps.
我们在这几天的晚上，我们特别会注意到他们。
We will pay attention in the next evenings.
主怎样把他们隐藏在山谷里面
？How he hid them in the caves.
就好像谷中的百合花一样。
Just like the lilies in the valley.
Yeah, 是主就像雅各书说的，我的妹子就像百合花在荆棘丛中。
It's just like in the book of Song of Songs where it says, my sister in like the lilies among the thorns.
所以你看见当这个到处都是荆棘的时候
And when you see all these thorns,
你看见吗在这里有教皇大屠杀
You see the massacre of Innocent III.
伊诺森三世有个大的屠杀
There was a great massacre during his reign.
所以就在荆棘的里面从荆棘丛里面
So when you see
Among the thorns. 结果神隐藏了一般的人叫做谷中的弟兄们。
God hid some people who call them the brethren in the valley.
Valdenses.
The Valdenses.
这个从十一世纪一直到今天都还存在。
From the 11th century until now.
这是神很特别的怜悯。
Of special mercy.
我们如果读他们的故事是非常非常有趣。
If we read their story, it's very interesting.
我们也得着许许多多的鼓舞。
And we will be very greatly encouraged.
我们看见他们的影响。
Their influence
影响到后来的联合弟兄们
and they influenced the United Brethren
摩尔维亚弟兄们
the Moravian Brethren
也影响非常非常的大
their influence was great
也包括这个他们的影响包括这个奥秘派像 John Towler
and even influenced the mystics like John Towler
所以我们看见神做了很奇妙的工作
God did a very great work
这是我们不知道的
and these are things we do not know
如果我们看见主借助他们所恢复的
if we see what God recovered through these brothers
我们觉得非常
We think very shameful.
他们虽然是简单的人
even though they were simple,
他们只是农夫
they were just farmers.
他们住在山谷里面
they lived in caves.
他们非常的贫穷
they were very poor.
但是他们对于神的话一点都不贫穷
but they were not poor in the word of God.
你看见说教会是基督的身体
you see that the church is the body of Christ.
那个实际
that truth
是在这些弟兄姊妹的身上
was in these brethren.
现在我们有足够的资料
and we have enough material today.
我们能看见说神在那个时候就做了很深的工作
We can see that God did a deep work at that time.
然后那个时候在英国神兴起了威克利夫。
And in England, the Lord brought forth Wycliffe.
在今天的捷克斯拉夫神兴起了约翰胡斯。
And today's Czechoslovakia, John Huss.
然后呢我们知道在波西米亚也就是在捷克斯拉夫那一带。
And in Bohemia or around Czechoslovakia.
你看见有一班弟兄们这一班弟兄被主兴起来叫联合弟兄们。
There were these brethren who were called the United Brethren.
他们看见说
What they saw was
今天有形的教会罗马天主教会
Today the Roman Catholic Church
良心已经死了
Their conscience already died.
是没有可能悔改的
No possibility of recovering.
所以他们只好跟随我们的主往前去
So they have to follow our Lord.
这个就是很有名 名的联合弟兄们。
These were the very well-known United Brethren.
然后再下去
and continuing,
就是所谓崇敬弟兄们
the Anabaptists.
然后这边呢就有反改革和耶稣会
and the Anti-Reformation and the Jesuits.
然后现在我们看沙迪的时期
And now let us turn, look at Sardis.
我们来看沙迪的时候，那就从第十六世纪一直看到十九、二十世纪。
And we are seeing here from the 16th to the 20th century.
那么我们看第十六到十七有联合弟兄们，我们说过了。
We've already spoken about the United Brethren.
有崇敬的弟兄们。
The Anabaptists.
他们觉得婴孩受浸不合乎神的旨意。
They thought that it was not according to God's will for infant baptism.
所以他们重新受浸。
So they baptized again.
Anabaptist 是别人给他们的名字。
Anabaptist, this name was given to them by other people.
他们只承认自己是基督徒。
They just confess themselves as.
他们只承认他们是弟兄。
They just confess themselves as brethren.
就好像谷中弟兄们一样。
Just like those brethren in the valley.
他们说自己是弟兄。
They said they were only brethren.
就像保利县东方弟兄们一样。
Just like the Paulicians.
他们说他们是基督徒，他们是弟兄。
They were just brethren.
是他们的敌人给他们许许多多的名字。
Their enemies gave them different names.
你看见主借助他们做了许多奇妙的工作。
And the Lord used them.
那么这里面有一般人就是主兴起了门诺西门和跟随他的人
and the Lord also brought forth Menno Simons and those who followed him
那在这个时候在这边主兴起了马丁路德
on this other line you see Martin Luther
在德国
in Germany
在瑞士神兴起了斯文格利和科尔文
in Switzerland you see Zwingli and Calvin
然后英国安利甘会
and in England the Anglican Church
然后有清教徒
and then the Puritans
那当他们在忙论在当他们在争论神的真理的时候
when they were discussing and arguing about the doctrines.
有一般弟兄姊妹
there are some brothers and sisters
觉得我们应该用借助神的话来跟随主
some thought that using the word of God to follow him
所以这一般人称为敬虔的弟兄们
and these people were called pietists
然后呢有独立的团体
and then there was the independence
然后十八世纪到第十九世纪
and then from the 18th to the 19th century
那么就我们然后就主就兴就借助新兴道夫
And using Zinzendorf.
Zinzendorf 就是刚才所说的敬虔弟兄们里面的一位。
There, he was part of the Pietists.
结果神就借着他带进了摩尔维亚的大复兴。
And through him, he brought in the Moravian Revival.
那么这个是个很大的复兴。
It's a great revival.
那么大家称为摩尔维亚的弟兄们。
And they were called the Brethren from Moravia.
那么这一边呢，我们知道后来神就兴起了威斯理约翰。
And we see on this other side that there was John Wesley.
借着马丁路德给我们看见因信称义。
And through Martin Luther, we see justification by faith.
借着威斯利约翰 justification by sanctification by faith, 就是因着信而圣洁。
And Wesley, we see sanctification by faith.
因信成圣，这就是威斯利约翰给我们。
And this is what John Wesley has shown us.
还有 George Whitefield, 怀特斐。
Whitefield.
还有牛津运动。
And then we see the Oxford movement.
牛津运动是一个很特别的运动。
It's a very special movement.
有的人觉得根据圣经，我们应该回到罗马教区。
Many people think according to the scripture, we need to return to the Roman Catholic Church.
那其中有一个很有名的就是 Newman, 红衣主教。
A very famous person named Newman.
他写了一首《慈光歌》。
He wrote a song.
就是 light, 就是很有名，啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦那首诗歌。
That hymn.
那么还有一个很有名的人叫做这个 Frederick Faber。
And there was another person, Frederick Faber.
他给我们另外一首很美的诗歌
Another very beautiful hymn.
耶稣耶稣啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦就是他写的
And that hymn was what he wrote.
那么这个都属于牛津运动的
And these were all part of the Oxford movement.
这属于这条线的
And it's according to this line, line of Naomi.
但是感谢主在这条线里面
But on this line,
我们看见主就兴起了这个英国的弟兄们
We see the brethren from England.
那就是Plymouth Brethren.
And these are called the Plymouth Brethren.
那就是我们所知道的英国的弟兄们
And that's what they call the brethren from England.
然后呢是拿撒勒弟兄们
And then the Nazarenes.
然后呢就是开西的弟兄们
And the brethren from Keswick.
所以我们就一直从第一个世纪看到第十九个世纪
So from the first to the 19th century.
二十世纪
20th century.
我们打了很多的问号
There's many question marks.
我们的感觉这不是我们应该给 comment。
We are not going to comment on these.
主如果迟延的话
If the Lord tarry,
我想二十一世纪的人知道我们二十世纪的基督徒是怎么经过的
The 21st century brethren will know how the 20th century brethren went.
但是无论如何
No matter what,
我们看得很清楚
Very clearly we
我们看得很清楚这个我们看得很清楚经过二十世纪
Through 20th centuries,
我们看见无论在每一个世纪
No matter in whatever century,
神都为着他自己的名
God, for his own name's sake,
隐藏了一些 没有向巴黎屈膝。
Hit those who did not bow before Baal.
这都是弟兄们。
These are all brethren.
有东方的弟兄们。
The brethren from the east.
西班牙的弟兄们。
Brethren from Spain.
有山谷的弟兄们。
Brethren from the valley.
有弗吕加的弟兄们。
Brethren from Phrygia.
有摩尔维亚的弟兄们。
Brethren from Moravia.
有英国的弟兄们。
Brethren from England.
有印度的弟兄们。
Brethren from India.
有中国的弟兄们。
Brethren from China.
所以我们看见在二十世纪。
So the 20th century.
我们都能读到弟兄们的历史。
We can all read about the history of the brethren.
当我们读他们的故事的时候，
When we read their history,
我们就觉得不孤单。
We know that we're not by ourselves.
我们看见每一个世纪，神都要把他的儿女带到他中心的旨意。
In every century, he wants to bring them, his children, back to his original purpose.
你看见像拿俄米一样回来了。
On one side, you see Naomi coming back.
但另一面，我们看见路德成长了。
But on the other side, you see Ruth growing.
今天二十世纪
，In the 20th century today,
我们蒙的恩典比十六世纪更多。
The grace we've received is greater than the 16th century.
所以，当我们这样来看这个历史的时候
，When we see the history in this way,
我们就希望圣灵。能借助这个来对我们说话。
We want the Spirit to speak to us through this.
我们后面有一张的地图。
There is a map.
稍微给弟兄姊妹看一下。
That we want to show you.
那现在你看这个那这个我这个是整个的，这个是欧洲的地图。
This is a map of Europe.
那这个是地中海，我们知道。这个是地中海，这个是地中海。
This is the Mediterranean Sea.
那这个是北非。
And that's North Africa.
那这个是意大利。
That's Italy.
那西班牙在这里。
Spain is over there.
那法国、德国在这里。
France and Germany.
然后呢，这个就是巴尔干半岛。
This is the Balkan Peninsula.
然后呢，这个就是这边呢，就是这个小亚细亚。
And that's Asia Minor.
然后呢，这里是米索波达米亚。
Mesopotamia.
那么这是叙利亚。
Syria.
那这个绿色的就是西罗马帝国。
And this green colored one is the Western Roman Empire.
这边这种颜色的就是东罗马帝国。
This purple color is the East Roman Empire.
这边大概就是罗马教的范围，这个罗马天主教的范围。
And that green shaded area is of the Roman Catholic
大概
area.
那么这边大概就是希腊正教的范围。
And this area purple roughly is the Greek Orthodox Church.
那么最早弗吕加的教弟兄们从这里开始。
And the earliest time the brethren from Phrygia began here.
然后一直影响到北非。
Went all the way and influenced North Africa.
那帖土良就是在这里。
Tertullian was here.
然后第七世纪的时候，神就在米索波达米亚这里。
In the 7th century in Mesopotamia.
那么神就兴起了东方的弟兄们。
The Lord brought forth the brethren from the east.
然后他们移民到了保加利亚。
They immigrated to the Balkans.
那就是巴尔干弟兄们。
The brethren from the Balkans.
然后他们到了法国。
Then they went to France.
那就是 Cathar, 就是清纯的弟兄们。
And those were the Cathars.
或者叫 Abigenses.
Or the Abigenses.
那么这是东方的见证。
And that is the testimony of the East.
那么罗马这个教皇的宝座在这里。
And that's where the Pope was, the Pope's throne was.
那么就在这个宝座的影子可以照到地方，就这里的山谷。
And if you can see where the Pope, surrounding the Pope's throne, the valleys.
这里有阿尔卑斯山。
There are the Alps.
那这个宝座，这个教皇宝座在这里。
The throne of the Pope was there.
但是呢，你看就在这个山谷里头。
And in the valleys.
神就隐藏了那些山谷弟兄们。
God hid the brethren in the valleys.
他们代表西方的见证。
They represented the testimony of the West.
到了十二世纪以后。
So in the 12th century.
东方的见证跟西方的见证就汇合了。
The East and the West testimony got together.
就变成很重要的见证。
And became a very important testimony.
然后就到了中欧。
And then it went to the
Central Europe.
Central Europe.
那这个就是今天捷克斯拉夫。
And that's the present-day Czechoslovakia.
那个时候叫波西米亚。
At that time, it was called Bohemia.
或者叫摩尔维亚。
Or Moravia.
摩尔维亚就是今天捷克斯拉夫的南部。
And Moravia is the southern part of today's Czechoslovakia.
那么那个就是联合弟兄们被主兴起来。
And that's where the United Brethren began.
后来他们有人就逃到德国。
Many people ran off to Germany.
就是今天的东德。
Today's
已经不在今天了，就曾经的东德。
It used to be the East Germany.
那么新兴道夫就在那里招呼他们。
And that's where Zinzendorf was.
那里就有了摩尔维亚的大复兴。
And there was the Moravian revival.
他们有守望祷告，祷告了一百年。
And they had a prayer watch for 100 years.
1927年，他们开始祷告。
They began praying in 1727.
过了一百年以后。
After 100 years.
那1928年的时候。
In 1828,
主就在英国兴起了弟兄们。
God brought forth brethren from England.
And
their prayer was extremely
great.
Not only did they spread the gospel.
And
we know that John Wesley became a Christian because of
them.
Their prayer was
great. It's powerful.
And then we see that in England there was a testimony. And that was in
1828. 再过一百年,
another 100 years.
结果1928年,
in 1928,
大概那个时候,
at that time,
结果主在中国就兴起了他的见证。
God brought forth a testimony in China.
所以不只是英国的弟兄们, 而且有中国的弟兄。
Not only brethren in England, but brethren in China.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 这条线一直这样下来。
You see this line.
这条线一直这样下来,
and this line keeps continuing through this way.
从欧洲慢慢到了英国,
from Europe to England,
然后到了中国, 到了印度,
to China to India.
你看见20世纪,
20th century,
圣灵就是这样做奇妙的工作,
the Spirit does this marvelous work.
所以我们真是感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
今天我们在20世纪,
we are in the 20th century.
有的人在中国,
some in China,
有的人在美国,
some in the United States,
有的人在巴西,
some in Brazil,
在世界的各地,
throughout the whole world,
我们看见圣灵都做同样的工作,
we see the Spirit doing the same work.
我们能发现巴西的弟兄们,
we see the brethren from Brazil,
能发现美国的弟兄们,
the brethren from the United States,
中国的弟兄们,
brethren from China,
印度的弟兄们,
from India,
他们能够彼此相爱,
all of them can love one another.
能够回到起初去,
then go back to the beginning. Do the first deeds.
我们真是受激励,
we are encouraged.
我们并不孤单,
we are not lonely.
圣灵一定要完成他所要做的工作。
The Spirit will fulfill the work that He wants to do.
所以这就是今天晚上我们大概把这个历史稍微看一下。
Very briefly, this is what we want to see of the history.
明天晚上开始,
tomorrow evening,
我们要深入一点,
we will go in a little
就,
deeper.
就做圣经所给我们看见的,
and through what the scripture shows us,
我们看到在教会史里历史里面,
we see that through the history of the church,
有哪些弟兄们的历史,
and what history of the brethren
能够帮助我们的,
can help us,
叫我们能靠主的恩, 主的恩典继续往前,
that through His grace we might continue forward.
我们低头有些祷告,
let us pray.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
你为你自己还留下7000人没有向巴黎屈膝,
you have reserved 7,000 people who did not bow down to Baal.
我们真是感谢你,
we want to thank you.
在我们没有想到的时候,
when we never thought of it,
你做了奇妙的工作,
you did a marvelous work.
但愿借助你的话,
may it through your word,
也借助历史,
and through history,
来对我们每一个人说话,
continue to speak to us.
用这些话来鼓励我们,
use these words to encourage us.
用这些话叫我们知道怎样往前,
use these words to show us how to move forward.
虽然聚会过去,
even though the meeting will pass,
但愿你的话一直跟随我们,
may your word continue with us.
我们仰望你, 求你祝福这一次的聚会,
we look forward and ask that you bless this meeting.
但愿你的话语是透亮的,
may your word be transparent.
当我们一同在你面前的时候,
that when we are before you,
我们能看清楚,
we can clearly see
你对于我们的旨意,
what you want in your purpose,
你要我们怎样的弟兄彼此相爱,
how you want us to love one another,
来满足你的心,
to satisfy your heart,
能回到起初,
so that we might go back to the beginning,
行起初的事,
to do the first
deeds, 叫你的心能够得着满足,
that your heart might be satisfied.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer,
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名,
in Jesus' precious name,
Amen.
Amen.